The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The 7-10 five-day forecast calls for partly to mostly cloudy today. Temperatures actually not too bad. We'll be in the lower to middle 40s, upper teens and low 20s tonight. Cloudy and colder Saturday. Highs upper 20s with areas of light freezing drizzle and light snow by afternoon. Areas of fog, light freezing drizzle and snow, cold. Single digits Saturday night. Very cold Sunday, Sunday night and Monday with areas of light snow. High Sunday only making the teens, only single digits Monday. Meteorologist Don Day on 710 KNUS.
News Talk 710 KNUS.
Listen live on Odyssey.
Portions of the following program have been pre-recorded. George Brockler, News Talk 710 KNUS.
Four minutes after, I'm John Caldera. Good morning. Welcome. Give me a call, 303-696-1971. I guess George is back in town. Georgie's back in town. But he's in court? What kind of priorities does this man have? Listen, if I were the host of this show, I would go right up to that judge and say, Mr. Judge Man, I know you think you're all that and all, but I have listeners, and my listeners come first. Oh, sure, you've got a black robe and that little woody handle there. That's very nice that you bang it. But do you know who I am? I'm George Effin Brockler, and my first responsibility is to my 710 KNUS listeners. So we're going to do this little trial, or whatever it is we're doing, after 10 a.m. And that's that, because our listeners come first. That's what I would say. That's where my priorities would lie. If I were Mr. Brockler. So, you know. Not saying, just saying. That's the kind of host you want to have on this station. And you just go ahead and do that. Did you know, he asks, did you know that Casa Bonita is finally opening up? Yeah. And now they've got the job postings. Yep, CasaBonitaJobs.com. Now, I'm a little worried about this. For people my age, there are a few things we hold a little sacred. Star Trek is like the thing I hold most sacred. No, not all the 58 million, you know, iterations that have come from Star Trek, all the spin-offs and movies and this and that. No, Star Trek, Kirk, Spock, red shirts that all die, Captain's Log. I beam down to the unknown planet with Commander Spock, Sulu, McCoy, Chekhov, and Ensign McToast to explore. Now, one of these guys is going to die. Who's it going to be? The guy in the red shirt. And amazingly, Ensign McToast, wearing a red shirt, dies in the first 30 seconds. Why does Ensign McToast just beam down? He's got a little phaser in his hand. Why doesn't he say, oh, man, I don't want to be here? No, why me? I got kids at home. Oh, you know, that's, for me, it's a sacred thing. I grew up with that. Those of us who are kids remember Casa Bonita. Casa Bonita was as close as you could get to Disneyland in the Denver metro area. And if you don't get Casa Bonita, you don't get it. Because it was wonderful and magical and disgusting and cheap and awful all at the same time. It was fun and it gave you food poisoning. It was deep and cavernous and dark. And you had a 50-50 chance of getting diarrhea just by walking in the door. And every kid knew it. Every kid wanted to go there. No parent wanted to go there. It was so gross. But it was beloved. All right? It was kind of like Lakeside Amusement Park. For those of us who remember Lakeside Amusement Park. Or the old Eliches. Not whatever they have now. The old Eliches, when it was Elitch Gardens. They actually had some gardens. And they had the theater there. It was those things that bring back warm memories. A buddy of mine had his 50th birthday at Casa Bonita before they closed it down. And it was great. It was great. You know, you have the things there that are safe to eat. Chips, salsa, and booze. That's what you do. So they had the cliff divers, the mariachi bands, and you get sopapillas, you raise a little flag on your table. And as a kid, you go there and you have your birthday party. And the place was a maze. And so you could run around and find different corners. I think it could hold, had just a ridiculously high capacity. It could hold hundreds and hundreds of people. I think legally it could hold like 38,000 people in there. It's just a bizarre, cheap, weird place. And for those of us of a certain age, it holds that little bit of magic because it was this cheap, awful, run-down scam of a place that we loved, just like Lakeside Amusement. It was just great. Anyway, so when it finally closed, and I've talked to people who work behind the scenes there, and it's a roach motel. It's really bad. The food was just really bad. So the guys who do South Park, if you know what South Park is, it's a great, great libertarian-ish animated series on Comedy Central, now pops up some other place. And the two very raunchy, super raunchy, disgusting, spectacularly funny creators went to CU Boulder. And they have a soft spot for Casa Bonita. And they did a show centered around Casa Bonita. And so Casa Bonita became famous around the country, maybe around the world. And people were like, is this a real place? And they're like, yeah, it's a real place. And so people would drive by and take their picture in front of Casa Bonita. So the guys who did South Park, Matt Stone and Trey Parker, they got more money to burn. So they actually bought the place and they're fixing it up and they're reopening it. Now, they say they're actually going to serve real food, which really pisses me off. It is an insult to Casa Bonita to serve edible food. So they're going to change the menu. Apparently, you will be able to eat at the new Casa Bonita and not get diarrhea. I find this insulting, historically inaccurate, and I don't know what it is we're going to be teaching future generations about Casa Bonita and the magic of it by doing this. I think they're also going to repaint the place and make it better and safer? Safer? Ugh. Anyway, they are hiring more than 550 people. They need 150 kitchen team members, 140 servers, 40 bartenders, 40 cashiers, 30 entertainers. And they need some of them starting this month. Job descriptions. CasaBonitaJobs.com. We're looking for the most motivated, energetic, and creative people. Listen to the job duties for the cliff diver. The best. The best job. I remember it because you do it, you have fire in your hands. Diving from a platform of 16 to 25 feet. Performing front dives, half twist, pike, flip, back dives, inward twist. Memorizing scripts, learning cues, performing stage stunts. Romance or choreographed combat. Oh, this will be great. Oh, how fun. How fun. So they paid $1.3 million. And they probably put in at least that much to redo this. Oh, I can't imagine the lines to get back into Casa Bonita when it opens. What is your memory of Casa Bonita? What is the other great Denver memory? And not all the hipster places that we have now. I think about Coors Field now, which is beautiful, and they have the party deck, and that's beautiful, but it's all kind of hipster. Not all the places where you can go bowling at a hipster bowling alley. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the original tacky. The original, not the made up, let's make it retro and look like it was back in the day. I'm talking about what was it that made Colorado and Denver fun, and it was actually tacky and cheap, but as a kid or a young person, you just loved. It was Elitch Gardens. It was riding around on that thing up top. For me, it was skee-ball. Oh, I remember one. Oh, help me out here. Billy, you might remember this. Maybe you're too young. Yeah, you're just too young anyway. But on Colorado Boulevard, Celebrity Fun Center. In high school, this was the go-to place. It was basically Dave and Buster's. But you could go there, and inside, it was full of video games and pool tables. And in my mind, going backward in time, the thing was huge. But everything was bigger. Is bigger in your memory, and you play skee ball, and you get the tickets, and you win, and you buy something for your date. That's what I remember. Elitch Gardens, skee ball, and all those carnival-y things of throwing things and getting stuffed animals. I remember that. That was the good stuff. What am I missing? Casa Bonita, Celebrity Fun Center, Elitch Gardens, the lower-ranked Lakeside. 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. So I went to school at St. Mary's in Littleton. Not St. Mary's Academy. That was an all-girls school. I tried to get into that one. They kept kicking me out. I gave it the college try. They figured out the scam. No, and we had some school night at Lakeside, which was a big deal as a little kid. And later on in junior high, the thing was, you took the girl you liked on the little train that went around this magical lake. And at nighttime, it was magical. And towards the end, you went through the tunnel. And in the tunnel, that's where you went in for the kiss. Now, Judy in eighth grade was into me. Judy Zook. I had a real shot there, I gotta tell you. But I was into Sandy Schmreck. Yep. I asked Sandy Schmreck to Lakeside night. She said yes. Yes, indeed. I went on the train ride with her. Yes, indeed. Now, I don't want to talk out of school. I don't want to kiss and tell. But let me tell you about this ladies' man. Went on the ride. Went around the lake. Went into the tunnel. Went in for the kiss. Rejected. Dejected. Shot down. Heartbroken. Oh, what a sad night. And then like 20, 30 years later, there was a, I saw a picture from a school reunion. And little skinny, big-nosed Judy Zook, who had a crush on me, was by far the most gorgeous woman I'd ever seen. Oh, my God. Oh. Yep. Just like all my stock picks. All right, 303-696-1971. Really, what do you remember from back in the day that if was redone today would be that kitschy hipster cool? Oh, that's kitschy cool now. But it was just awesome the way it was, and I wish it stayed. You know, what I hate is that there's no more cheap, inexpensive, cool places to bring your kids. It seems like there's no good places to eat. When I say good places, let me put it differently. Eateries, where you go and you get a good value, you have fun, and you eat good food. Everything is either she and expensive or cheap, bad food. What are those places like Celebrity Fun Center, which I don't think is around anymore? I think they had like a swimming pool and something else. Oh, there's, what is that up north? There's a swimming, what's the swimming center up there? Waterworld. Yeah, that's it, Waterworld. That's been around forever. It's a huge, huge, huge thing. You know, those kind of places. All right, are you going to go to Casa Bonita? What are you going to do when you go to Casa Bonita, eat, and you don't get sick? That's not the experience. That is not the full Casa Bonita experience. They will be selling a lie. And you know what's going to happen? Casa Bonita is going to be packed full of adults. It's going to become a hipster place. It's going to become kitschy. What are the places that you can go bowling in and they bring you dinner and it's for a whole bunch of 20-somethings, not real bowlers. And it's them playing kitsch. It's they're being, oh, look, this is so retro. That's what Casa Bonita is going to become, instead of a place for a whole bunch of 10-year-olds to go and have fun and have dinner parties. That's what it was. But instead, it's going to be a bunch of 20 and 30-year-olds packing Casa Bonita every night because it'll be a cool, fun experience. Am I wrong on this one? Help me out. 303-696-1971. If you could bring back a business in Denver, if you could bring back something from your childhood that is gone, and you could bring it back to life, oh, I know what I'd bring back. Does anybody remember Shakey's? Shakey's Pizza? You could watch them make it, the pizza through the window. I'm sure it was awful, but as a kid, when you're a kid, everything is magic. Yeah, that's what I want. All right, 303-696-1971. Help me out. You've got to have one. Don't tell me you've lost all your childhood memories. 303-696-1971. In for Brockler, I'm John Caldera. You're on 710 KNUS.
This report is sponsored by Compassion International.
Big delays.
9:30, I'm John Caldera. In for George, the number 303-696-1971. Casa Bonita is hiring. It'll be reopening. They say with better food. If it's better edible food that won't give you diarrhea, then it's not Casa Bonita. They're living a lie. I want some historically accurate stuff here. All right. What other things would you want to bring back from the past that made Denver and Colorado, well, Denver and Colorado? That those fun oddities like Casa Bonita, Celebrity Sports Center, Shakey's. Let's get to the phones. 303-696-1971. Hey, Marcus, so glad to have you. You're with John Caldera.
You too, John. You forgot the best treasures. Centennial and West Drive-Ins, he's our big boy, and then Shakey's. After that,
Wait a minute. Which drive-in?
Centennial and West Drive-In up towards Littleton.
Oh, I remember that. There was also one by Hamden and Santa Fe.
Yep.
That one we would drive by, and at night you could see the movies.
Yeah.
And on occasion, driving by as a kid, you could see a racy scene as you drove by, and that was the extra treat. And I remember, of course, packing a few kids in the trunk.
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A cheap
so
night
there's
out.
There's still the 88. The 88 in Commerce City is owned by a friend of mine, and she's just
really
wonderful. So, yeah, you do not want to miss the drive-in. So the 88 in Commerce City will be doing its season coming up here this year. You've got to go. You got to bring your kids. So it is still there.
It doesn't cost you nothing. Throw them in the vehicle, bring your own food, sit back, get out, nice warm night. It's enjoyable.
And you know what they do now? Matter of fact, next time I ought to have her on. That would be just terrific. They no longer have those little speaker boxes you put in the window. You use your radio.
Yeah.
Use your radio. And one of the problems they have now is that people don't know how to turn off their lights. So you need to have your radio on, but you need to figure out how to turn off your lights, which is a tougher thing. Something to know. Yeah, all right. I like that. Shakey's. And what was the other one you had?
Azar's Big Boy. Remember the Big Boys? They used to be on Broadway all over town.
I remember that, and Der Wiener Schnitzel. I never went to Wiener Schnitzel.
The Hamburger Hut. The Wiener Schnitzel and the Hamburger Hut. You can't miss those. That's a good, cheap meal.
Yeah, but you can't. There's still a couple of their Der Wiener Schnitzel buildings around, the big high A-frames. And do you remember Utotum?
Oh, yeah. All the Utotums are gone.
Yeah, no, I think there's still a couple of the buildings around it. And for those who don't know, it was a 7-Eleven, but the building was round, not rectangular. And you told him was meant to look, now that I figured it out, it was made to look, I think, like a teepee. But it didn't really look like
Yeah, they
like
used to have that totem pole out front of them, remember?
Right.
Yeah, that was kind of odd. I never got it.
Yeah, I never got it, too. But it's where you went to buy your baseball cards and try to steal some bubble gum.
Yeah, candy, Slurpees, whatever they had.
Marcus, well done. 2 points for you. Yeah, bring them back. All right. Thank you. 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. Let's talk to Boyd. Hey, Boyd, welcome. You're with John Caldera. Glad to have you.
Hey, John. One of the places that was still open when I moved here was on Colorado. There was the House of Pies. Now, the building still exists, but it was still a House of Pies. They used to be all over the United States, and this was one of the last ones to close down. And there was still one in Hollywood the last time I looked. And White Fence Farms, I miss.
House of Pies?
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
Oh, it was classic. It was classic. But I called in for the Casa Bonita thing. I actually got married at Casa Bonita.
You did.
And people came for...
You did.
Yes, I did.
You did.
Yeah, it was because we had planned to go to a place in France, and you have to be 40 days in France before you can get married there. So I said, well, don't they sort of rent out that magic room at Casa Bonita? And my wife calls up and says, do you rent this out for events? And they said, oh, well, we'll tell you what, you can have this if you can guarantee 15 people will show up and buy an all-you-can-eat meal. So we did it there on that little stage where they did the magic act, and everybody said that it was, you know, the best best wedding they'd ever been to. They never had
and the cheapest. Wedding.
Yes. We just went to a wedding in New York, and they must have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on this.
Oh my God!
I said, you know.
So let me ask you this. Yeah. I'm guessing. He says, I'm guessing this was not your first marriage.
No, it was.
It was. Oh, that is awesome.
I didn't get married until I was in my 50s. You know, I held off for a long time, but...
You are brilliant. You are brilliant. Was this her first wedding?
No. She was married to another guy, but she sort of married a guy from Scotland so he could stay in the country. So, you know.
Oh, well.
The real deal.
Marrying a Scot, that's not like a real marriage.
But Celebrity Fun Center. Did you know that Walt Disney and George Burns and a bunch of Hollywood celebrities were behind that? And that was the first one. They were going to open them up in every major city in the United States. But they wanted
I never knew that.
Yeah, they wanted a serious restaurant for the adults, like a 4-star restaurant, so the adults could hang out someplace while the kids were running wild. But the problem was that because of that pool, the entirety of the Celebrity Fun Center kind of smelled like a boys' locker room. And it kind of had that chemical smell.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember. Yeah, it didn't have, how to put this delicately, it didn't have the most stellar clientele. It didn't have the highest class clientele. How's that?
I don't remember that being the case. I mean, I was probably in my early 30s when I went there, and I just went there because they had this jukebox which they showed films on, and you could see Nancy Sinatra doing Boots, and they were called Scopitones.
Nice.
And they were another thing that, and I think they belonged to that guy, Sid something or other. He owned a bunch of strip clubs on Colfax.
Who didn't own strip clubs on Colfax?
I wish I could remember the guy's name, because you'd go, oh, yeah, that guy.
Oh, yeah, that guy. All right, so nice.
And I would still like to advocate for Lakeside, because that, I think, is really, it's still an excellent place. It's like now there's not gang people going there anymore. Now
I don't know. Last time I went there, it was one of those things that you can go there, but you better not let go of your kid's hand. That's what I remember. Oh, and you know how Vegas is a lot nicer at night?
Oh, yeah.
Only go to Lakeside at night.
That's what I always tell people. I say, go there when the sun is setting, and then, you know, the lights come on. You can see them reflecting off the waters of the lake, and, you know.
I once took a little choo-choo train around the lake during the day. Oh, my God. It was like a refuge pond. It was like, oh, this is awful. It was dead fish and concrete blobs and floating trash. It was no, garbage you do
floating,
not go
yeah.
on that ride during the day. Do not. It was a sewage pond. Do not go on the train ride during daylight hours.
Yeah, I did it once, and that broke me of the habit. But the great thing about Lakeside is that it was built, designed initially by the guy who did the World Exposition in Chicago, 1893. So there are parts of it that still look like that, like the 1800s things. But then there are parts that look Art Deco. There are parts that look like 50s space age stuff. It's like they invented all these different things, and they didn't tear them down and rebuild the whole park. They just rebuilt bits and pieces of it.
Right. All right.
And the roller coaster is a lot scarier.
Was the guy who owned the strip clubs, was it Sid King?
I think so, yeah.
Sid King.
Now, the guy who runs the Colfax Museum knows all about that guy. He owned a place.
Wait a minute, there's a Colfax Museum?
Yeah.
Wait a second. The Colfax Museum? There's a Colfax. I don't want to go to anything that is a Colfax Museum. You would need a tetanus shot after going to the Colfax Museum.
You might be surprised the history of it. And it opened the day Charlie Manson died. But now it's in an old Pasternak's on Colfax, and I think you have to make a reservation to go there, assuming it still exists. This has been a number of years.
Oh, my God. I just remember as a kid driving down Colfax. The folks would drive down Colfax, and you go by Civic Center Park, and it's beautiful. And then you drive by the gold dome of the Capitol, and it's beautiful, and it's just so pride. And then right when you pass behind the Capitol, it turns immediately into sex shops and a place called, was it Kitty's South or Kitty's? It was Kitty's.
Yeah,
live,
Kitty.
Girls, XXX, girls, and porn shops, and as if the job was, you go to the committee meeting at the Capitol, you go out the back door and find naked women and drug dealers. And it was like, this is terrific. I remember in high school going, by the way, the Independence Institute is located very close to there. That's where our building is, so we can get to the Capitol.
I love that building. I love that building.
Oh, the RII building? Yeah, it's beautiful.
For so long. Yeah.
Well, it was the Episcopal Bishop's headquarters. This is just beautiful stone building. You know, down on that street, you had the Ogden Theater where we would go in high school to go see the Rocky Horror Picture Show midnights on Saturday and watch the Who's movie, The Kids Are All Right, and other great things. You had, I think that was the Mammoth. Was that the Mammoth Event Center, which is now called, what do they call that? Concert Hall. You know, so there was all sorts of things going on that street.
They used to have an ice rink in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, amazing, fun, cool stuff. Yeah.
Yeah,
all
right. The Ogden back in the day. Harry Houdini had, oh, he had a debate with somebody, and he was anti-occult, and this person was into the occult and spiritualism. So, I mean,
and it was at the Ogden?
It was at the Ogden.
Oh, that's amazing.
So that place has a great history. And then it was bought by the guy who owns the Lion's Lair, Doug Kaufman.
Doug Kaufman, the promoter?
Yeah, promoter.
Yeah, I've worked with Doug Kaufman back when I did stage lighting.
Wow.
What a small world.
Wow. Yes, it is.
What a small world. No, small and kind of disturbing, actually. That's
sometimes, often.
Hey, I got to run to a break. Boy, this has been a lot of fun. Thanks for the call. 303-69. Pardon me? Oh, thank you. 303-696-1971. Oh, what a hoot. What would you bring back? They're bringing back Casa Bonita, but they're actually making the food edible? This is a crime. If they're going to do it, you have to have food that will give you diarrhea for a couple days. Otherwise, it's not really Casa Bonita. What would you bring back from Denver's past? Celebrity Sports Center, Shakey's, Azar's Big Boy, Der Wiener Schnitzel. Oh, so many good things. 303-696-1971. John Caldera in for George. Keep it right here. 710 KNUS. About 9 minutes to the top. We're talking a little bit about what made Colorado so fun and what we'd bring back. 303-696-1971. You're on 710 KNUS. Let's get to the phones. Let's talk to Tracy. Tracy, welcome. Oh, Tracy's gone. How about Mike? Mike, so glad to have you.
How are you?
I'm terrific, thanks. What do you remember? What would you bring back?
Well, I started at Casa Bonita when they opened in 1977.
1977?
And I was a diver.
You're kidding.
1977. I was a senior in high school.
Wow.
And it was either... I think it was spring of 77.
Let me see what they said here in the Gazette. They have the opening day as... Oh. No, oh, I just missed it because... They said that it was 48 years old.
That's about... Well...
Let's see. We'll do this. 2023 minus... 48 years would be 1975. Close enough for government work.
God, maybe I did go to work first. That would have been I would have been a junior in high school. Oh well, it's one of those years.
Oh, but, wonderful.
I just remember being a diver, and they couldn't pay us divers. They had to pay us as professional athletes or something along those lines. So they'd only pay you for an hour, and then you'd have to go be a sopapilla cook
right.
for 3 hours and then go dive again. And so you did diving, sopapilla cook for your – 5 hour shift. I remember they wouldn't take full time people because then they didn't have to pay them any benefits.
Oh, to be, yeah.
So you worked 5 hours.
I'm not surprised. Do you remember, how much did you get paid? Do you remember?
Ooh, do you recall what minimum wage was then?
I think it was around $2.20, something like that.
Well, that's how they got around it, was they had to pay us, I think it was $8 an hour to dive and $2 and whatever to cook sopapillas.
That makes sense. That's perfect. That's perfect.
You could do it, but I ran around as Black Bart.
You were got to be Black Bart.
Don't you know? Remember Black Bart?
Oh, everybody remembers Black Bart. Black Bart and Tarzan.
And Tarzan and the gorilla. The gorilla.
That was love the gorilla.
And, you know, we would do our dives and we wore the good old Speedo suits. That was a long time ago. But I remember and it was a 5 meter, platform diving is what that, I don't know if they've moved it up or down in there. I haven't been in there in ages. But,
great stuff.
It was 5 meters and the pool depth was 12 feet.
Oh, I remember
it
well.
Had a waterfall coming off the bottom of the platform. We get up there and do one and a halfs with a
pole. And sometimes you did it holding a torch. That was the one I loved the most as a kid. All right. Hey, yeah, Mike, thanks so much. Have yourself a great day. Oh, the things I remember. A few folks have put in there Mr. Steak, Flying Dutchman. Ebbets Field Music Hall. I never went there. I lived right by the Rainbow Music Hall. Barry Fain owned that, and I didn't go. And then when I went up to college at CU, guess what? You want to know how stupid I am? I was with my girlfriend, later became my wife, and this hot girl, Adrian, said, hey, I got tickets. They were like $5 tickets to this new band down at the Rainbow Music Hall. You want to go? I don't know. Who are they? It's this group you probably haven't heard of them. U2. I don't want to see some unknown group called U2 for a $3 show. No, thanks. Didn't go. What a moron. Story of my life. I'm John Caldera. George, thank you. Keep it right here, KNUS.
Mark Levin sees some crooked deals.
Joe Biden is a crook, in my view. That's my.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.